And in just a moment, I'm going to finish the little study we've been talking about groanings of the Spirit, with a couple of thoughts this morning to end our time together. In what God does in preparation for moves of the Spirit, He stirs up the body of Christ. He stirs us up. He stirs up intercessors. So we're going to just turn our hearts toward the Lord, because there's a hunger that the Spirit of God wants to continue to perpetuate in our lives. So I've asked Pastor Joshua and the worship team to lead us in this song before I bring the word in the time that we have remaining. So Pastor Joshua, go ahead. Take us. Worship Him. Worship Jesus. Worship the Father. Honor and praise to you, Lord. All glory and honor and praise to you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. I need you, Lord. I need you more. Father, we need you today. and tomorrow. We need you every moment of the day. We want you more. More than we've experienced, more than we've known. Because you said in your word, there's more. You said you'd give us more. How much more will the Holy, will the Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? How much more? So we thank you, Father. We give you praise in your mighty name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. All glory and honor and praise is yours, Lord. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You're welcome to be seated. Romans 8:26 says, likewise the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit Himself, somebody say the Spirit Himself. And did you realize that the Spirit Himself is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit? It's the Trinity, makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. We've been talking about, teaching about spiritual groanings, the groaning of the Spirit of God. And I want to take us into a couple of things this morning, into the depths of understanding of this groan of the Spirit. The Bible says the Spirit groans for us, makes intercession. There are times when we're in prayer, you've been in prayer, when it seems like all you could do is just groan. Something just stirs inside of you. That groaning is an intense expectation. It is an earnest anticipation and an extreme desire for God Himself. To make sure that we're living in the will of the Lord. We're doing what we should do. There's a groan inside of us. In that same groan, there's a strong release of faith, of trust, of confidence and assurance in the Lord. When you cry out to God and you don't know what to say, you don't even know what to pray, but the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of God, tongues, will pray through you with groanings. But now I want you to see a couple of things this morning, because there's also a groan of the Spirit which is against the things that are happening in the natural. The Bible says the earth is groaning for its redemption. There's a groan in the earth. There's a spiritual groan in relationship. It's, we could call it a warfare. A warfare. How many of you have ever been in a place of prayer or battle where when you were seeking the face of God, it seemed like all you could muster up was the Spirit of God that just groans against what's going on as far as sin and the world is concerned. Hello. I mean, with everything that's going on in our world, and the recent decision up in New York about now aborting babies full term, in other words, murdering them. I believe the heart of the Spirit of God groans against that evil spirit. Come on, somebody. It groans against that. And so there's a groan against the natural. There's a groan of warfare. Because when the Spirit of God is moving, the victories are taking place and miracles are happening. There's always a resistance in the natural against that which is supernatural. There's always a resistance. The enemy brings a resistance. The devil, evil, brings resistance. And so we fight the good fight of faith. When you pray in the Spirit of God, and sometimes you don't know what you're praying about, many times you're fighting a fight for faith. You see, because the Spirit of God groans against unbelief. I'll show it to you in the scripture in just a moment. But the Spirit groans against unbelief in Christians' hearts, in believers' hearts. The Spirit of God will groan against fear that comes to our emotions. Are you with me here? Because the Spirit of God says, the Bible promises that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power and of love and a sound mind. And so he groans against fear. He groans against lack of understanding. I mean, sometimes I just hear the Father when we get into situations and we've been taught what to do with the Word in that situation, but for some reason we can't seem to operate in it. The Spirit of God groans against the lack of understanding in that matter so that supernatural wisdom can be imparted to overcome. Are you hearing this? The Spirit of God will groan against lack of understanding. That's why the Bible says, he said, my children are destroyed because of lack of knowledge. And the Spirit of God groans against that because he wants us to know truth. The Spirit of God travails for the faithless. Have you ever been in a situation where you said, God, I need an answer, but I just don't seem to have faith? Listen, you have it. It's there. But there is a feeling in the natural sometimes that we feel like it's not there. And we feel faithless. We don't know what to do. We in the natural don't know which way to turn. Our spirit does, because the Spirit is always willing to seek the Lord. But there are times we get into a faithless situation, and the Spirit of God will groan against that faithlessness to drive that spirit away, because faithlessness comes from demonic spirits. Come from demonic activity. The devil doesn't want you to believe God. He doesn't want you to trust the Lord. He doesn't want you to take the Word at face value for what it says. Come on, somebody. He'll lie to you to get you to disbelieve. So the Spirit of God will groan against that unbelief and groan against that fear and groan against that faithlessness. That's why Jesus said to one of his disciples, he said, oh, you of little faith. He said it to Peter when Peter was walking on the water to Jesus and then began to fall when he picked him up and they got in the boat. He said, oh, you of little faith. You were tracking just fine. Hello. You were moving forward just fine, but then you looked at the wrong thing. You got your eye on the wrong thing. And he picked him up and he said, oh, you of little faith. I want to show you something really powerful. Turn with me to Acts chapter 17 and verse number 16. I'm not going to read all the verses because I need to get these points in this morning. But I want you to see this in Acts 17, 16. The Apostle Paul is, is on a journey. And the Bible says this, that now, while Paul waited for his traveling companions at Athens. So everybody say, at Athens. While he waited at Athens, his spirit was stirred in him when he saw that the city was given over to idolatry. His spirit was stirred. The word stirred in the Greek means to provoke and to exasperate. It literally means his spirit, or the Spirit of God that he was filled with, groaned when he saw that the city had given themselves over to idols and the worshiping of those idols, which is idolatry. The reason he groaned, because idolatry and evil was being worshiped instead of the living God. Now, does that sound like our nation? So it sounds like the world we're living in right now, doesn't it? A world of idolatry. And Paul's spirit groaned. He was stirred because in his spirit, by the Holy Spirit, he longed to worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And when he saw idolatry going on, his spirit in him, the Holy Spirit, groaned against the idolatry because his spirit was drawn to the life of God. See, now folks, listen, we accept a lot of stuff in this world that as believers we should not be accepting, that is coming to take the place of the worship of Almighty God. And the Spirit of the Lord is groaning for the church in this day, and groaning for believers around the world, and groaning against idolatry, and groaning to worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Come on, give the Lord praise. There was a groan in Paul because of his longing to worship the Lord, his spirit. Now, I want you to notice a couple of things, because that groaning against idolatry was a conviction of the Word of God that was inside of him because of the life of Jesus. Are you hearing this? The life of Jesus in you is going to cause you to groan at sin. So you're able to say, look, sin, you'll have no more dominion over me. I have overcome you by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony and the power of Jesus and the anointing of the Holy Spirit is in me. Therefore, I have a conviction against some things that the Spirit of God is going to groan against. That's what keeps us tracking with the Lord. Now watch. All right? So his spirit, the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, will groan at the evil of the day. Against the evil of the day. That's why when you hear certain reports and you watch certain things and on the news or whatever, and you're stirred up inside of you and things just are just bouncing all over the place on your inner man from the Spirit of God, because you know that evil is trying to triumph, but the Spirit of God is stirring you up, because good, God will always triumph over evil if we'll stir Him up. Come on, but there's got to be a conviction, there's got to be a stirring, there's a groaning of the Spirit of God. There's a groan of the Holy Spirit at evil. But now watch this, because there's a groan of the Spirit of God for the presence of God. It's not one-sided. The Spirit of God will groan against sin, so that in our inner man we'll realize, don't touch, don't taste, don't go there. You've been there. You don't need that. But then the Spirit of God will groan for the presence and say, come on, come in. Come to the anointing. Come to the fountain. Come and drink the living water. Come on to the Word that's going to sustain you. Come to the Spirit of life. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. There's a groaning of the Spirit when we pray, because His Spirit of God is groaning for the presence of the Lord. That's why Jesus said in John chapter 4 to the woman at the well, those who worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth, because there's a groan, there's a thirsting. He said to her, I'll give you living water and you'll never thirst again. And the woman said, but wait, you don't even have anything to draw with. How can you get water? And he said, I'm not talking about this water that'll make you thirst again. His spirit was stirred up about the living water that would be in her, a well springing up into everlasting life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Elbow your neighbor and say, the Spirit of God is here. So the Spirit will groan at evil, but the Spirit will groan for the presence of God. I want you to turn to Matthew 26 real quickly with me, Matthew 26, and I want to show you another powerful truth. Starting in verse number 36, all right? Matthew 26, 36. When you get there, say, I'm there. Everybody there? Jesus is in Gethsemane. Gethsemane means oil press. Jesus is in the garden. He's going to pray with his disciples. And in verse 36, he went a little farther and he fell on his face and he prayed. Or excuse me, let me back up. I'm ahead of myself. Jesus came with them to a place called Gethsemane, and he said, sit here while I go and pray over there. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, James and John, and he began to be sorrowful. I want you to see this. He began to be sorrowful and deeply distressed. The King James Version uses the word troubled. Other translations will use the word agitated. But I want you to see this. Jesus is sorrowful and he's deeply distressed. In other words, he's heavy burdened. He's grieving. He's grieving something that's about to happen. He's intensely sad. The translation there, again, relates to the groaning of the Spirit of God. And in verse 38, it says, then he said to them, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Stay here and watch with me. Stay here and pray with me. But I want you to see this. He was extremely sorrowful. In other words, his spirit inside of him, the Holy Spirit that he was filled with, was groaning at what he is about to conquer, which is sin, death, hell, and the grave. But it's groaning about the fact that he's also going to be obeying the Spirit of the Lord and knowing that in his obedience, the victory of God is going to be provided through redemption, through his blood for all mankind. And that the law would be satisfied by the shedding of his blood. And he was extremely sorrowful. And he says to them, stay and pray, stay with me and pray. There was a groan in his heart that said, stay with me and pray. Just stay with me and pray. I've heard the Spirit of the Lord say that to me sometimes when I've been in prayer and I thought, well, it's about over with, and I did my time, did my hour, got in my hour with the Lord, and suddenly the Spirit of God comes on me and he says, wait, I'm not done with you. Stay with me and pray. Because there's a groan in the spirit, there's something that's about to break forth. And if I walk away from it, it postpones the victory. Are you hearing this? It pushes it off hours or maybe even days or even longer than that. But he says, stay with me and pray. Then look at verse 39. I want to jump to verse 39 because I want you to hear what Jesus prays in this groaning of his spirit. He went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. Now watch this. Because there's a groan of the Spirit that starts coming up out of him for the will of God. A stirring. Listen, I want to do the will of God more than I want anything else. I want to make sure that I'm in the plan and the purpose of the Lord more than anything else in our lives. Hello, somebody. Jesus was saying that there was a groan in his spirit for the will of God, because the Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. Come on, somebody. He knows the hearts of a man. He'll put inside of us. He'll stir something up in us. A groan that says, I can't be out of the will of God. I've got to be right here walking with the Lord and what I'm supposed to be doing with him. I've got to be there. There's a stir up. There's a groan of the Spirit of God. It comes out of a spirit of faith. And a groaning which even Romans 8 says cannot be uttered. Jesus even said, his desire was to do the will of the Father. My desire to do your will, O God. To do your will. But now watch, verse 40. He returns and he finds his disciples sleeping. And he said, could you not watch with me for 1 hour? And Jesus said, watch and pray that you enter not into temptation, for the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. In other words, there was a groan of the spirit that was saying in his own heart, there's more for you guys than what you even understand right now. There's more for you, James and John. There's more for you that you don't understand yet. All those disciples, they're snoring away, but he's stirred in his spirit because he's groaning for what he's about to purchase for them. When you're an intercessor and you pray and you seek the face of God, there'll come a groan out of your heart sometimes that you don't understand. But it's not always for you. It may be for your children. It may be for a daughter. It might be for a son. It might be for an aunt or an uncle. It might be for your future spouse. It might be for something that you're not even aware of at the moment, but it's stirred up inside of you and you cannot get away with it. The Spirit is willing. Can't escape it. But he said, the flesh is weak. He said, look, guys, there's an intensity I'm going through for you right now. There's an urgency because there's something that's about to happen. He's about to be betrayed. He's about to be given over to the Roman soldiers. He's about to go on trial, and there's an urgency, there's a shifting, there's a shaking in what is about to happen, as something that's going to be revealed by the word of the Lord. There's a breaking forth that is coming. There's a birthing that's transpiring. It's coming forth. I want you to look with me at John chapter 11. It's our last illustration. I want you to see this. John chapter 11. This is Jesus' ministry. Jesus' friends, Mary and Martha and Lazarus, were close to him. And in verse number 3, the Bible says of John 11, verse 3, that Jesus receives word that Lazarus is sick. And what you see what the Spirit of God does. In verse 4, Jesus says, the sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it. Verse 11, jump to verse 11. And he says to his disciples as they're going, our friend Lazarus sleeps, but I go that I may wake him up. In verse 14, then he says about Lazarus, he says, he's not there yet to where Lazarus is. And he says, Lazarus is dead. But then he says, I'm glad I wasn't there so that you may believe. Let's go to him. And so they go. In verse 17, jump to verse 17. So when Jesus comes and he finds that he'd already been dead in the tomb 4 days. Verse 21 says that Martha heard that Jesus was coming and she went out to meet him. I want you to see this encounter of faith. All right, this is very powerful. Martha says to him, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Now look at her faith. If you had been here, he wouldn't have died. Jesus already said, he's just sleeping. Come on. And he responds to her. But she says in the next verse, verse 22, but even now that whatever you ask God, God will give it to you. What a powerful faith statement. Said, hey, he's dead, but I know Jesus. If you'd have been here, you would have healed him. But even now, I know that if you ask God, God will give you whatever you ask. Look at that faith. So now watch. This gets really powerful. So Jesus says to her in verse 23, he said, your brother will rise again. She responds in verse 24, and Martha says, I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day. How did she know that? Jesus had taught them there's going to be a resurrection of everybody. He taught them. All right? And so look at this faith. This faith is now. It's a trusting faith now. It's not just a future faith. All right? She said, I know he's going to raise in the last day. That's a hope we have. Somebody say hope.
Hope.
Shout it.
Hope.
We have a hope.
Hope.
Resurrection. But now watch. She's trusting him right now. Jump to verse 25. And Jesus says to her, I am the resurrection and the life. And he who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live now. He said they may eternally die, physically die, but eternally they'll be alive if they know me, if they believe me. And then he says, and whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? And she said, yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God. She said, I believe that you are the anointed one. You have anointing to deliver, to raise the dead, to heal, to do whatever you need to do to cause an outcome to become victorious. She said, I believe you. And now let's follow this, because Martha's faith was alive. It was alive. Right then. But now Jesus, verse 33, comes to the tomb. And he sees Mary, and he sees other Jews at the tomb, and they're weeping. And the Bible says Jesus groaned in his spirit. He groaned. Now watch this. He groaned in the spirit and was troubled. The spirit of Jesus began to groan at the unbelief of those gathered around. He groaned at it. He wasn't upset at them, but he understood what was going on, that a spirit of death was there. The grieving was going on. But at the same time, he was grieving. He groaned for the resurrection of Lazarus from the dead. There was a groan at unbelief. There was a groan at death, but there was a groaning of resurrection that was stirring up inside of him, because he was about to call forth Lazarus out of the tomb, and resurrection life was going to happen. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. You got to catch this in your spirit. Now listen, here's a powerful truth. When the Spirit of God groans, there will be a victory. You can count on that. When the Spirit of God stirring you up, and you are praying and interceding and groaning about something in the Spirit, and you're groaning at evil, then there is a groan of the Spirit that is bringing forth a victory, and there will be a victory. Hallelujah. It is not just the pains of a groan. It isn't the pains of a birth. It is the pains for victory that's coming forth. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody ought to shout hallelujah. Jesus' response to the unbelief was the groan of the Spirit. And the Bible says he wept. Catch this last couple of thoughts. He wept. Well, the people around said, oh, how he loved him. That's not why Jesus wept. Jesus didn't weep for Lazarus. He was weeping over the unbelief. Are you hearing this? But now watch. Then Jesus said, some others said, could not this man who opens the eyes of the blind also have kept this man from dying? Reasoning, doubt. Then Jesus groaned in himself again. This time he groaned for resurrection. Oh God, life, the spirit of faith. And Jesus goes to the tomb, and he says, take away the stone. Take it away. The word of authority. Somebody say the word of authority. See, when there's a groan in the Spirit, there's a word of authority that comes forth that says, whatever's in my way has to go. Whatever's holding back my blessing has to go. Whatever's been, come on somebody, whatever's been plugging up the flow has to go. Whatever's been holding it back has to go. Hallelujah. There's an authority that says, roll away the stone. The Spirit is already making preparation for it. And Jesus talks to Mary and said, didn't I tell you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God? And then Jesus prays a groaning intercessory prayer. Here's what he said. Father, I thank you that you have heard me. And I know that you always hear me. But because of the people who are standing by, I said this, that they may believe that you sent me. And Jesus says, Lazarus, come forth. And he comes out of the tomb and he says, loose him and let him go. Get the grave clothes off of him. Let him go. Because I already groaned in the Spirit for this resurrection. I already prayed this in the Spirit for it to come to pass. Nothing can stop this from happening. Come on, somebody. And the Bible says that many of those that day believed in him. Here's the very important thing. There was a double resurrection. Lazarus was resurrected from the dead. But the people who believed were resurrected from the dead spiritually and came alive in the power of Almighty God because there was a groan in the Spirit that already prepared for that victory. Get on your feet and shout glory to the Lord this morning. Come on. Come on, give Him praise. Give Him praise. Hallelujah. Give the Lord praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to close your eyes for a moment and I want to ask this question. What is it that's blocking, that seems to be holding back the Spirit of resurrection for you? What is it seeing? I've got great news for you that when you have fought that thing through in prayer, there's a victory. There's a resurrection. There's an anointing to break the bonds of wickedness. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We need to just lift our hands together right now and thank the Lord. The Spirit of God. Let the Spirit of God pray through you for a moment. Let the Holy Ghost pray through you. Pray in your heavenly language. Pray in tongues. Magnify God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. You may have a loved one on your heart today that you're groaning for. You may have something else that's become a groan in the Spirit of God. You are groaning against evil and you are groaning for the resurrection. You're groaning for the power of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. I sense a resurrection power in this house this morning. Amen. Just keep worshiping Him. Worship Him. Worship Him. It's rising up. He's rising up. He's rising up. Mandala la ba 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 la ba ba la ba sha pa 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 la ta. Hallelujah. 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 How many of you sense a shift? You sense a change? You sense something moving out of the way? Lift your hands and just worship. It's taking place. God's shaking everything that can be shaken. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So that those things which cannot be shaken will remain. Victory is yours. It's not emotional consternation. It's a groan of the Spirit that says faith is rising up. There's a seed splitting open. There's some noise beginning to be made. There's a promise of the Word, the seed that's splitting open. It is scientifically proven Listen, I know what time it is, because I got overtime here. But listen to me. It's scientifically proven. If you take a seed and you put it in water and you just let it sit, that seed will germinate in that water, and there's an actual sound of the seed cracking open for the root to begin to come out. They've taken microphones and they've put them on there and they've listened to it. It's almost like snap, crackle, and pop. Rice Krispies, listen, God had this all figured out before Rice Krispies did. The seed's breaking open. It's groaning. It's popping because victory's coming forth. Hallelujah. Come on, give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Everyone lift your hands one last time. I'm going to pray over you right now. The power of God is here so strong. The anointing of the Lord is here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some of you hear the sound of the cracking of the seed inside your spirit, man. It's popping open. It's breaking forth. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, I thank you. I thank you that today again is another launching point. It's a turning place. It's a place, Father, where seeds are opening up. Promises are coming forth. Victory is being revealed. Hallelujah. I thank you, Father, because of the Spirit of God that has groaned for us for the redemption of our own bodies. I thank you, mighty God. I give you glory. Give him one more shout.